And they do Monday night, they put a wise part.
Because some shitters hold that Alav Gever can be sold on less carpets. My son, I'm not going to be a lot of shit, but that's what a lot of shit is. That was number two. Number three is another interesting show. Someone has wine before a meal, and he has drinks, and then he has pus. He washes the bread. Right? You've got the same problem. He's not going to make hamotz. He's not going to make Alav Gever over here. Same problem. You have to make a bread of pus first for the drinks. Okay, that was it. Then we ended off yesterday with always, I took into it now today, and that was when the person finishes off Alav Gever. So, do we say gafno for wine when it comes from Eretz Yisrael?
It says in the
Siddur,
what's the
Shalom? Oh, sorry, I've got to look at that. Very good question, actually. The Ma'aseh is not so posh, because in the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't mention it. I must tell you, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not mentioned. In the Shulchan Aruch, where's this halacha? This halacha is brought in Reish Ches Yud. And here the Shulchan Aruch says, actually, it's very much more sure you don't say it, because the Shulchan Aruch says Reish Ches Yud, Bebrocha Achas M'en Shorosh Al Peiros, the Chutzaretz, on Peiros, I mean, someone has grapes, of course, Oretz. Then you say, Ana Peres, Ana Oretz, Ana Peres. But the Eretz Yisrael, what? The Eretz Yisrael, Chosim, Ana Oretz, Ana Peres, Teha. So by Peres, the Shulchan Aruch speaks out what you do. And he says, V'im B'chus Oretz, Oichel, Peres, Oretz. Yeah, the main Nakuda in says where the fruits are from. It doesn't make a difference where you are. If you're in China, and you've got grapes from Eretz Yisrael, Moishi, it goes, you say, up Peres Seha, because it goes from where the fruits came from. That makes a difference where you are. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you've got Peres from England, you say, Al Oretz from Peres. That is what a Shulchan Aruch says, that's it. Now, Shulchan doesn't speak about almonds by wine. It doesn't mention anything about wine.
Why
don't you mention about wine? Well, why does not say about wine? So here, first of all, it's a big shout out about Dogon. What about Dogon? Let's say you got wheat grown in Eretz Yisrael. Do you say Amichyo Sol, whatever it is, Amichyo, what would you say? Amichyo Sol. So over here he brings the big Yosef writes, the Pastor Shulchan writes, we can cut the affair, that you do. Because I come a chayim. And I said, most possibly you don't do this. And we don't, our meaning is not by wheat. We don't do this actually, by cake. Someone bought cake in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know where the wheat's from, actually. Who knows what? Let's say the wheat is made in Eretz Yisrael, the wheat comes from Eretz Yisrael. We don't change the end of the Nusach HaBrocha. Yeah? By cake not. So Peres, yes. Cake not. Then, what about Gefen? And the Indian Yayin in Eretz Yisrael.
Peres. When you think about it, it's
Peres. It's different. Yeah, but the Shulchan doesn't mention Gefen. The Shulchan already mentions Peres.
Where did you get it from?
What?
Where did
you get it from? Well, the Indian Yayin. So, cost of the Ktesa Shulchan. Hashmotas hagraz, that you say up your gefen, you don't say gafno. From the graz.
Yeah, but if you can't say that, it fills the shed.
Are you sure? Really? That's not a chiddush. That's a chiddush, really. Because that's a Shulchan Aruch. Wow. Okay, very good. So he says in Hashmotas the graz in the siddur, his mashman is so, you say pria gefen, but a gafno. The Chayim Noragon, Hernevsky, however, the Master Kavachayim says you write Gafnor, the Chayim Rosner, and others say that you say Gafnor. So the Master, it looks like it's not so posh. The Master, our minig, I think, is like this. I don't know if anyone does. It's an interesting point. But the Master, if you've got wine made by, sorry, he said a good thing yesterday, Chayim, that's right. It says there, Noki, which Hafrosh is Trumas and Meister, is already taken, then he knows from where to sell. So in such a case there, you'd have to make Gafnor if you go like this. Yeah? That's the thing. If you buy a normal bottle of grape juice, which has got a lot of water inside there and some wine inside there, I don't know where that's from, I don't know where the grapes are from, but if it doesn't say it's strong, you can't make it. Yeah, it can't be strong. Okay, that's what we said yesterday. Let's move on to today's topic. So now it's the Indian preparing for Birkas HaMazon. So now we've finished about the wine, we've had enough wine, still sober, now he wants to make Birkas HaMazon. Wants to bench Birkas HaMazon. So first of all, if we didn't want mitzvah, before you do Birkas HaMazon, there is a mitzvah midrabbonon of my machronim. This is a simon shulchan aruch, simon kuf pei aleph. Ah, Moshi, wait, Moshi, don't jump, you have to wait, Moshi, it's too fast. Moshi. Kuf pei aleph. So here the shulchan aruch says, my machronim, Moshi, choyva. My machronim is a chiv that a person has to wash my machronim. It's the first seed in simon kuf pei aleph that a person has to wash my machronim. Mr. Brown explains really what's going on over here, what's this my machronim for? So there's two things Mishmur says. One is als nikias, als cleanliness. Very often, especially what we'll see in a minute, but the mice, the hands got dirty when you eat. And the mice, if the hands are very dirty, you can't make a bracha really. So therefore, chazal or masakan, when a person has a bread meal, where people are eating, you're eating a proper meal, it's very likely your hands might get dirty. And therefore, chazal or masakan, this mitzvah of ma'am achroyim, that's one. And the other one is what you said is quite right, is that it looks like there was a thing called melech sodomis. They used to have this salt, which was quite dangerous for the eyes. You could eat it, there was no wrong eating it, but the mice, if it got into your eyes, you could damage your eyes, Moshi. And therefore, Chazal said, for a safeguard, if you're having touching food like this, it's best to wash your hands first. That is how Ma'am Achroyim came. Yeah? Some poskim say, because of this, that nowadays it doesn't really apply. First of all, we use cutlery. Some people eat the hands, but the mice of many people now use cutlery to eat with. And therefore, the hands don't really get dirty. And also, melech sodomis is not really common nowadays. So this is actually what Moshe said. This is the last halacha in Kufi Aleph. It's very interesting how the Bahama writes it. But how it starts off, first see, ma'am achroinim choyva. It's an obligation to do ma'am achroinim. There's no leniency on ma'am achroinim. And Mr. Rubin is out of time over here. In Sif, right at the end, in Sif Yud, he says, yes, she'ein noigim little ma'am achroinim. Some don't take ma'am achroinim nowadays. And he explains at the bottom over here, how much what he said, because first of all, melech sodomis is not common. And also, our hands don't get so dirty. But it's interesting, it doesn't bring it straight away. It looks like most poskim are taking on that the chiyuv of ma'am achroinim applies nowadays the same as it always used to. That we don't differentiate between the times of change, we do different things. So many, many achroinim take on that nowadays this halacha is still the same as it used to be, and one should wash ma'am achroinim before a person gets ready to bench. Okay? That's what it looks like. I'm telling you, when the Mechaber brings two shins down, it looks like the ikka of the Mechaber is that one should wash Ma'am Achrayim. There's a few Nikudas over here in this Ma'am Achrayim.
Doesn't it not apply to ladies,
Ma'am Achrayim? Oh, good question. Ah, good question. Yeah, this is a very interesting question. Why does it apply to ladies? I don't know any ladies that wash Ma'am Achrayim, that's the truth. That someone tells me why it doesn't.
Why don't they?
What?
Why don't they?
Why don't they? That's Moshe's question. Good question. It's a good question. I can't remember. Ravosa's got a reason why they don't. I think Ravosa says they rely on this out of shitter. I don't know why enough a lady should rely on it. I don't know. I have to remember. So that's a good question. Yeah. The mice, the meaning is that women don't wash, I don't think. Let me just see what everyone says about washing here. Yeah, it's a good question. Women. I think Rav Voster says the meaning is not to do it. Chiyum Noshim. Ah, so the Samus Chaim, what's the name? Yoschaim Sonnenfeld. He says, according to both reasons, the woman should be exactly the same. V'chein das gonna Shem Zalman, Moishi. V'chein das gonna Yashu. That woman also Chaim. When Sheva Alein says the meaning of oils they don't take. Oh, he says he based himself on Sif Yud, this last Sif. The women rely on this last Sif and Sif Yud that there's no tekonas now to Ma'am Achroinim. Women are lenient, but men took on this thing to be Machme. Interesting thing, Moshe. You can't go wrong, Moshe. Some possibly say you should, some say you should. Okay, let's go on to Ma'am Achroinim over here. The first thing I must tell you is you can see how what a chiv it is, this Ma'am Achroinim. Because the Mishnah Berurah speaks about, what if someone wants to have a bread meal and he makes a cheshbon, he hasn't got enough water for the Tzitzit Daim and Ma'am Achroinim. What should you do? Ma'am Achroinim.
I'm sure
you
say because it's
so good.
Why should
you
now get some water?
What, Moshi?
Why did you now get some water?
Good question, Moshi. Why did you get some more water? Good question, Moshi. The simple questions are these are the best questions, Moshi. The answer is, Moshi, have you been on a nice walk up the mountain? Have you been on a nice walk up the mountain? If you do, Moshi, there's no water there.
No.
So he wants to have his sandwiches on top of the mountain. There's no water there. And he's got a little bottle of water. Let's say it's a Revius. And he doesn't know what to do now. Otherwise, he's got enough for mine before the things are dying. But he's not got enough for mine. What should he do?
Maybe he's a little bit for your fingertips.
He's not got enough. How much can he need? Not got enough.
How much has he got?
A Revius, exactly.
Enough water.
So what happened is, so Mr. Brewer says over here, let me just find it.
Last year.
What?
Oh,
I'm saying, my research's got an advantage in a way, yeah? Because you haven't got water, you can put your hand around it. So he says over here,
in Yester Maim Tzumtzum, someone's got just more or less exact amount. Sorech Lemaim Rishonim, Kavishua Ham Ravua Mishim Kosam Beis. Got to make it as minimal as possible to keep room for Maim Achronim, he says. She used to tell him at the Maim Achronim, but ain't no rock of fear of Maim Rishonim, Hain Koidman. No, it says fire, the ink comes first actually. The Afil Mishim is a Tzum Maim Achronim, even someone's always careful to inner a Motsim and Sodomis, we rely on this thing. So interesting. So the Maishu doesn't say anything about wrapping around. He says if someone's got only the barest amount, he should rather go for his Maim Rishonim. And Maim Achronim, nothing he can do. That's what he says. But the Maishu, you see what Achiv is. It's quite interesting. He says one should travel. He wants to say the Mishnah Berurah. Mikomachim ein Achiv alav. He says first of all, yes, show him that you shouldn't eat unless you know you've got Maim Achronim. But you've got no more chiv than Matzilis Yadayim. I mean, Matzilis Yadayim got a chiv of 4 million to go forward.
Sounds
like they could
use a bit of the Maim Rishonim for Maim Achronim. It's not really
a
water.
It's a good question, actually, why don't suggest that? Because I'm actually going to see, hopefully, we get there, that you can use Tommy Dick and water. It's a good question what he's asking. Yeah, good question. Everyone's asking a good question, that Moshi. A good question. Why can't you use that water?
Keep a bit back for Maim Achronim.
Knock you a bit.
Yeah.
No, no, you see, for my money, you can use dirty water. You can use dirty water. Good question. That's a good question, actually. I don't know the answer to that question. I haven't got a pencil to write down. Good question. No, no, put it in a cup. Wash your hands and keep less amount of water and drop it to a cup.
That's
what you're making a cup. You say you've got no other cup. Otherwise, he's right. If you've got a cup there, the best thing to do is to wash your hands and make sure the water goes into the cup and you keep the cup for later, then you can wash your hands there. That's quite right. Well, the thought is right. Now, another interesting halacha is once the person washes my machronim, he should not speak. That's the halacha right at the end over here. Siv Cotton Kabdalit. Mr. Brewer says here, so it is also the hasi ben antila bechaz amozen. Once one's washed one's hands, one should not interrupt between that and bechaz amozen, even with the Torah. Okay, so if you did, what should you do? Some say it's too late, you can't remember. But I would say if you did, you should wash again. What?
Yeah,
so Alice says it's too late, you can't I have the keys ready, what do you want to do? It's a funny thing to wash again. The Maya says it's not posh, this is the thing, okay? So that's one shayla. Then the other shayla is, how much do you have to wash of your hands?
For my machron.
For my machron. Yeah, so this is a very interesting shayla over here, actually, because here pastures, the whole thought is, it's only the bit of the hand that touches the greasy food. Whatever the reason is, either you touch the salt or the foods, all pshat is your hands get greasy. That's only really the tops of your finger, really. The whole part of the hand doesn't get dirty. Lemaisa, that's the machlok is over here. He brings over here in seed dalad. Go pay out of seed dalad. And so a little Ella ad per shalish spots. The first two joints. That's here's the first one, second one. It's probably till here. Come on with it. First one. Till there. Yeah, the arm. That's what it looks like. Till there, he says. Yeah? Still here, Lemaisa. I mean, that bit there. Then he brings that the gorn. Actually, the Gaon says it's toned on the Tzitzis Yadayim. Very interesting Gaon. The Gaon says, just like on the Tzitzis Yadayim, some say you have to wash the whole hand till here, till the wrist. Who had did by Maim Achronim? The Chiddush, actually, the whole thing should be washed. I don't know if people do that. It doesn't matter, just follow the Gaon to it. But the Maim Achronim, generally speaking, we just wash our hands till the first part, till the first part of the hand, which can touch the food. How much water do you need? There's no shame really, because as long as the hands are clean, as long as you manage to clean the hand, that's enough. There's no shame. You don't need to have a revius of things. According to Gaon, maybe you need to have a revius, because the Gaon says it's similar to the Tzitzis Yadayim. And he tells you, just like the Tzitzis Yadayim, you have to wash the whole thing. So, according to Gaon, you need to have a revius. But if you don't go with the Gaon, all you need is a small amount of water, that's enough. You have to dry your hands. So, by the Tzitzis Yadayim, there's an important halacha there that you have to dry your hands. Part of the chelik of the tila is to dry your hands as well. But my machronim is a big question. Ideally, one should dry if one can. If one can, certainly one should try and dry it. If one can't, then one can leave it. I want to speak about this other bit here, I don't know where it was, about something we just touched. Mr. Bruce is not happy about this food, we just touch the mummy's very, very small part. Ra'alai Meister, I don't like this action, says Mishra Ruh, Shari Isi, Yesha Noshwa Shem, Zihim, 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 They put a tiny few drops on their fingers, and actually I feel that's so perishable in my case, it doesn't even get to the first joint. But upon Yotzim in the Giba, Almo Mayim, they just touch the water. The hands still remain dirty. So that, to put a tiny bit of water on this is no good. Ideally, it should be, the water should be enough to cover to the first two joints. So that's what is, that should be that the water one does. What can you use for macaronium? So ideally, it's always water. Water is the best thing to use. First of all, that's what it's made for. Water made for cleaning. It's the best thing to use. But here, it's different to this time, really, any liquid cleans. So a person could use lemonade. A person could use water that from the citizen diet is no good. That means, for example, let's say someone decided to use a malach has been done with the water, you can't use it. Someone's used the water or malach doing something, you can't use the mayim rishonim. But for mayim achronim, you can. And a chayra, who are in the citizen diet water that's been used, the chayra, as far as I can see, should be able to use it for mayim achronim as well. So all these things are okay, lemonade, all these things are all right to use. Of course, the Shabbat Chashuv, if one's got water to use, it's better to use water. And wine, they say it's not covered for the wine to use that. But if someone's stuck, he's got nothing else, then one will be allowed to use other mashkin. So the basic halach is to use water. The best thing is to use water. If one hasn't got, then a person's allowed to use even drinks. So you can use black currant juice, any drink you want. If you've got, you're allowed to use it. Now, what's that? Right, so. That's for you.